This is Dr. Lynn Disbrow, Dean of University College, and you're listening to the University College Podcast.
Welcome into another episode of the University College Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Brandon Apter. I'm your host, the social media and marketing specialist at University College. If you're not already subscribed to our podcast, please do. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify as well. And if you like what you are hearing, please feel free to leave us a 5-star review as well. Let us know what you think about the show, and if you know the guest, feel free to give them a shout out as well. So in this episode, we are going to be joined by the Dean's Office Student Assistant, Ambrielle August. She actually just finished up her time as the student assistant here in our office at University College, moving on to an internship over the summer with MailChimp in Atlanta, Georgia. She has done a lot throughout her college career already at Kennesaw State and still has one more year to go. So we'll learn more about her background, what she's done while she's been at KSU so far, and how excited she is to explore a new chapter of her life with MailChimp down at Ponce City Market in Atlanta, Georgia. So please enjoy this episode of the University College Podcast. All right, everyone, welcome back into the University College Podcast. Right now, I am joined by Ambrielle August, a junior here at Kennesaw State University, working towards her Bachelor's of Business Administration and Information System. She is also our UC Dean's Office Student Assistant, finishing up her final days in that position as well. So we have her here on the show. Ambrielle, welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Of course, it's great to have you here, and I know that we've talked about it for what seems like a month, but now we're going to learn a little bit more about you. You have some exciting things coming up, yeah. And a really deep history, even at your 3 years at Kennesaw State. Mm-hmm. So you started at KSU in 2016, looking at your final year upcoming in fall 2019 and spring 2020. So looking back in the earlier days, what do you remember most about when you first visited Kennesaw? What about the campus kind of made you feel like, okay, this is the place mm-hmm. for me?
Well, I think that my first campus tour is what made the biggest impact on me. I think that the Ignition leaders that were there were very energetic. They had a positive attitude, and they really made the campus seem like it was a great fit for them. And I saw a lot of myself within those leaders. And then the campus itself is very beautiful. I just felt like it had a great balance between being a college campus, but also being close to the city. So it had a really great location. And it just felt like the right place for me when I toured it.
Yeah. It's definitely a very homey campus mm-hmm. because you go to places like UGA or Georgia State and you get that like really big college feel about it.
Right.
And Kennesaw is a growing campus year after year. But it feels smaller,
exactly.
And it feels more home.
Exactly.
Yeah. So starting to look back into what you've done so far here at Kennesaw, you are in University College, related to University College, having worked as a student assistant mm-hmm. here in the dean's office since July 2017. So when did you first discover the opportunity to become a student assistant here, and what was the interview process like for you?
So I was transitioning from working on campus at Chick-fil-A in the Student Center, and I was looking for a different type of job, more of an office setting, and I came across it on the campus job handling
yeah.
website.
Higher Touch,
yes,
I think it's
exactly,
called, yeah.
Higher Touch. And I applied for it, and I was like, well, maybe they won't get back to me, because it was a few weeks that went by, and I received an email for an interview, and I got really excited. So I came in, had an in-person interview with the office manager and the project manager. And then a few days later, I got a call back saying I got the job. And I was like, wow, my first, like, real job, you know.
Yeah.
It was something that was very exciting. And then the rest is history. I've been here ever since.
Was that one of the first, obviously, you had Chick-fil-A and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But was this more like your first professional interview?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that it was the first time I really felt like, I guess, a grown-up in terms of
yeah.
jobs. because I, you know, came dressed professional, had my resume, portfolio, all that set up. And I knew it was serious because I was like, this is the dean's office. Like, this is a professional place. And the interviews I had before were for, like, organizations or for scholarships or things of that nature. But this was, like, the first real professional interview I had. And it kind of helped set the tone for all the professional interviews I've had since then. So I'm really thankful for the whole process.
Yeah. So you have had a number of responsibilities in the dean's office since you started when it comes to daily office ongoings and the special projects that go on. What are the some of the things that you've enjoyed doing the most here?
Mm-hmm. I think the most fun thing I've done was organizing the marketing closet. Mm-hmm. That was very interesting because it didn't seem like something I would be doing at the dean's office.
Yeah.
But it was something new for me to try. And I'm a very organized and detailed person. So being able to help out and make things a little more efficient when it came to the marketing materials that we give out to students, it was rewarding. And it made me feel like, you know, what I was doing was important. And also assisting with the professional events and special events that we have here, anything dealing with the students, like coffee with the dean, and all like the little events we've had, like awards banquets, and getting set up for those things is really fun because I like to be creative. Mm-hmm. And being able to assist with such major events within the dean's office allowed me to express my creativity, network with other people, and kind of have fun with it. So that was the most rewarding thing so far.
Awesome. So being a student assistant in the dean's office, there are student assistant positions all over campus, really. Mm-hmm. On a recent episode, we talked to the leadership and integrative studies student assistant, Traylon. And it's interesting to learn about how the student assistant positions help you guys grow professionally. Right. So what about this position has helped you grow professionally as a college student now looking into your senior year?
Great question. I feel like working with older adults has helped me develop my maturity and my professional decorum. I feel like being around people that are older than me help with wisdom. Mm-hmm. And I get to learn a lot about them, not just being a student or being a professional, but just life in general. You learn a lot of life skills. And it's helped prepare me for the business setting in my future career. Working in an office that gives you those basic business skills that you need in terms of answering the phone, you know, writing professional emails, and overall being put in a position to where I have to take leadership on any given day. Mm-hmm. Has helped me grow as a person, not just, you know, a student assistant.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate all of the experiences I've had here, being put to the test and trying new things and expanding my skills and going through challenges and really achieving them have shown me that I can really achieve anything that I work hard to. And I have really learned a lot. So it was something new, something different, and I've been able to grow from it.
And I think it's somewhat relatable to the degree that you're working towards in business administration. So in what ways has the student assistant position in UC helped you with your degree specifically?
Right. So I feel like I've been able to gain more of an insight on how KSU operates as a whole, and it helps me understand the university system of Georgia and understand all the implications that are set when achieving your degree, why certain classes we have to take. Coming in as a freshman, we had to take our freshman seminar class. And before coming in, you kind of have a mindset of like, well, if this doesn't pertain to my degree, why do I have to take this class? But you, as you get older, you learn to really appreciate certain classes that really have nothing to even do with your degree, because there are certain aspects of it that may help you become more well-rounded and may help you in any project that you may do. And overall, I've been able to say that I've been able to keep myself updated with any changes that go on in the college. And I've been able to use that towards making positive changes within how I study or how I help other people. And I think that me being closely kept in contact with professionals within the college has also helped me gain networking experience as well.
Yeah, networking and building that work ethic is so important, especially when you're going through college. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people that don't get those kinds of experiences at all. So the fact that you, in addition to stuff that we're going to talk about in a little bit, it's just very valuable life experiences for you throughout your time here. And like I mentioned before, you're looking kind of in the eyes of your final year at Kennesaw State. And this here semester, spring semester of 2018, at the time of this recording, is your final one as the student assistant here at University College. Please hold your tears until the end of the episode. So
Overall, how would you describe to the experience to someone who might be interested in the position, or really any student assistant position for that matter?
Well, the number one thing I would say in terms of, you know, giving advice or describing it is to make the most out of your experience. Even if it may seem like the work you're doing may be simple or may not be significant, you never know what little things you could do that could make a big impact on someone's day-to-day operations or somebody's life. I feel like if you get to know the individuals you work with and network with them, you never know what opportunities that may lead in the future. And I feel like if you treat every day as an opportunity to learn more about yourself and the world, you'll be able to be more open to ideas and self-improve and provide as much help as you can, because you never know what you could do could make a really big impact, not only in your workplace, but in someone's life. So just make every day a great day.
Yeah, it's a great way to go about it. And like you talked about when we first started talking about the student assistant spot, getting that interview experience under your belt too, how important is that for students, especially that, you know, in your position now, you're going to start interviewing more. So, so how much did that play a part in your professional growth too?
Interviewing can be scary. I would say definitely practice. That's key. For me, I think that interviewing kind of allows you to listen to yourself. Because when you ask questions, you should always take a few seconds to think about your response.
Right.
So make sure you articulate your response and it comes across the point that you're trying to make. And so interviewing builds up some of your self-confidence as well. People that don't necessarily get experience in interviewing may be very nervous, especially if they're interviewing for the first time for a really big opportunity. So if you have the opportunity to interview, even if it's for a student organization, take that chance. Practice as much as you can. Get advice. I would definitely say ask people for help. That's something I've learned along the way. Anytime I have to practice for an interview, I always make sure that I either look at a tutorial, look at some videos, practice, write down what I'm going to say, and overall just appreciate whatever opportunities that are in front of you.
She has written down what she's saying right now. She's reading word for word. No, not really. But so in addition to your work as a student assistant, you're also heavily involved with your fraternity, Delta Sigma Pi, which is the professional business fraternity on campus. Yes. And you've held a lot of positions with them, including currently serving as their senior vice president. So how has your time with Delta Sigma Pi helped shape your college career so far?
Well, I just finished my tenure as a senior vice president this past year, so I'm no longer the senior vice president.
Okay.
But I will definitely say I owe DSP the honor of helping me develop into the professional that I am today. I would say that it has helped me grow as a leader, a student, a brother, someone who is dependable, and overall as a person. I've learned a lot about myself and other people. I've been able to bond with my brothers, and it's also been a beautiful experience to watch us all blossom and achieve our goals. Coming in, I was nervous. I thought that the process was very challenging to get through all the lessons and just really prove myself capable of everything that was in front of me. And it has just helped me realize that I can honestly achieve anything that I work hard for. And I've been able to improve my resume, and been able to improve my LinkedIn, been able to help other people. And that's been the biggest reward for me. Seeing the new Pledge Brothers or Pledge classes come in has been something that has been more of a gift, you know?
Yeah,
I'm able to give back what I
it's
learned.
It's rewarding.
Yeah, it's a reward. So I think that it's helped me mature a lot. It's helped me grow, and it's helped me really appreciate the little things in life, you know?
Yeah, and I think it's also worth mentioning that, you know, 10, 20 years ago, there weren't too many fraternities that are co-ed.
No.
Even I was in the band fraternity that they actually have here on Kennesaw, Kappa Kappa Psi, that is co-ed, but I think it's super important that people aren't turned away from specific experiences just because of that. I know some people go and see, you know, women in a fraternity or even guys in a sorority and are just like, this is weird.
Yeah,
but it's all about what the best fit is for you.
Exactly.
And what it can help you accomplish and really help the transition throughout college.
Right, we're all about equality, making sure that we can benefit as many people as we can and not turning people away based on gender, sexuality, any of those things.
Yeah.
And so I'm really proud to be a part of a brotherhood that was actually the first business fraternity to allow women into fraternity back in 1975.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So yeah, it's a really big accomplishment.
So looking at some of the stuff that Delta Sigma Pi has done for the community, can you go into a little more detail as to what you guys did during your time there, whether it be in the local community or helping, you know, hurricane relief and stuff mm-hmm. like that?
Definitely. So DSP works closely with youth and homeless. Recently, we volunteered at the Foster Care Support Foundation of Atlanta in regards to helping them with donations. And we've also worked with Simply Needs at Georgia. And as my term serving as a VP of Community Service, I was able to help collect and donate items for Hurricane Maria victims with my pledge brothers and eventually extend that to the entire chapter, the New Pi chapter. And we did some things such as creating and delivering cards to the elderly at Grace Personal Care Home. We educated some homeless youth about business and life skills. And that really impacted my life because I saw a lot of myself and some of the children there. They had a lot of ambition, had a lot of goals, but some of them didn't have the direction. And being able to just speak to even one child about my experience and how college is important and how taking risks is important, it really made me feel like I was fulfilling my destiny, you know?
Right,
I feel like helping people is something that's really important to me. And we're very big on community service. And being able to express that not only within my campus or my school, but within the community, it's made me feel valuable. And if I can just help one person, that means the world to me.
That's all that matters. Yeah.
Exactly.
So with regard to Delta Sigma Pi, if there are people out there that might be interested in joining the professional business fraternity, how would they go through the process of becoming a member?
So our process is pretty straightforward. We have a recruitment week, and it occurs every spring and fall semester. It's just a week of various professional events and some social events that we do to get people to come out, learn about us, meet the brothers, to really determine if this is the right organization for you. We encourage all business majors to come out, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors. You know, if you go on our website, newpidelta6.com, you can review our requirements. And then we have a two-step process, basically. We have our application on our website. You apply. If you're eligible, you come in for the interview. And after that process, we have a 7 to 8 week pledge process in mm-hmm. which you have different lessons that you go through with your pledge brothers. And from there on,
yeah,
you see where we take you.
Yeah. So we've been through your student assistantship. We've gone through your work with Delta Sigma Pi, and there's still stuff to talk about, which is awesome. So in addition to those two things, you're also a resident assistant.
I am.
And apologies to my resident assistant, George, from back in 2008. I was an absolute terror. I apologize for that at Lock Haven. So being a resident assistant, obviously not the best of jobs or like the most luxurious of jobs. But you had the opportunity to conduct interviews, plan events, and work with, you know, a big demographic of different kinds of students.
Yeah,
so what about being an RA was challenging? What about it was rewarding? And I know I asked you this question with the other stuff, but kind of how did it help help you along the way in your college career so far?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because being an RA is such a huge part of my life. You know, it affects almost every aspect of my life, whether it's good or bad, but it's something I'm really appreciative to be a part of. Balancing school, work, and life has always been a challenge for me in terms of, you know, time management, but having such an important role in my life, being an RA, has helped me become better at my time management. And alongside the departmental changes of Res Life, I've been looking at the bigger picture and starting to understand, like, even though things may be challenging, there's always going to be a greater reward at the end.
Yeah.
I feel like nothing in life worth having comes easy. So me working hard to accomplish my goals and having these challenges is going to make me an overall better person, make me stronger. And the biggest reward I've had was being able to provide some well-rounded support and encouragement to my residents. And I see, when I see them smile, or even when they say thank you for helping me with something, even if it's something so little, mm-hmm. I'm just like, wow, like I'm actually doing something, you know? Yeah. And I feel like creating bonds with people that can positively impact their lives and their college experience is so important. I know that my RA, my freshman year, she was one of the people that really encouraged me to be RA. I saw that she had fun with what she was doing. She was a leader to me, and I feel like being able to be a leader within my community where I live is something that is very important.
Yeah, the RA position, especially for incoming freshmen, is so big because you guys are just kind of the experts on everything. Not everything, but it's just like you have people, you know, in the hallways running into walls, not knowing where they're going, and you guys help them out and at least help them feel like they're part of a community.
That's
super important when it comes to people that might be staying away from home for the first time ever.
Yeah.
So that's definitely big. Moving on to stuff kind of outside of Kennesaw, but through Kennesaw. So you're just about to begin an exciting new internship this summer at MailChimp.
Yes, I'm so excited.
But you also had the opportunity to be an intern last summer at Quickly Media in Atlanta. So how do you think that experience last summer will help you going forward this summer with your MailChimp experience coming up?
Well, working at Quickly Media was my first like real world outside of KSU experience in regards to my major in IS, and working at the digital marketing company gave me that hands-on experience I needed and that I didn't really gain in the classroom. It kind of made me feel like, oh, this is what I'm going to be doing in the real world.
One of those education experience is the education thing.
Exactly. And being able to apply what I was learning in a classroom to something like real life, like actually helping clients, building websites, and learning about things I wasn't really learning, helped me become a little more well-rounded and learn more about myself to realize what I really want to do when I graduate. And it helped me build the foundation that I will need to work at a large company like MailChimp. And I really appreciate my brother, my fraternity brother, Daniel, who helped me get my foot in the door, who helped me land this internship. And the business owners, Diego and Daniel, were really, really helpful. They wanted me to learn as much as I could, asked me what I wanted to do, and helped me any way they could. And I appreciate the opportunity. It let me take chances. It let me learn more about digital marketing, and it made me feel like I was setting myself up for success.
That's great. So this summer, you're joining MailChimp for an internship. Talk about a little bit how that opportunity came about. And what are you most excited for about it?
Well, starting off, I'm excited for everything. I was literally like, you know what? They could put me in the mailroom. I would still work there. Like, I was just so excited. But it all came about when it was about 2 years ago when I was at an alumni panel for a fraternity event. And one of the alumni brothers who currently works there was just talking about his experience. He was like, yeah, I'm working at this great company. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. It's so amazing. And then he was like, yeah, it's called MailChimp. And I'm like, huh? MailChimp? MailChimp? And then he was like, yeah, MailChimp. And I had never heard of it before. But just after seeing his passion for it, I became really intrigued. So I did my research on it, and I watched this video called Meet MailChimp. And after that, I just fell in love with the entire company. I was like, this is the place for me. I'm going to get there. I got to do it. And it may sound crazy, but the first thing I did was I literally made a PowerPoint of how I was going to get there.
Yeah.
And I showed it to my parents. And they were like, what is this? Like, they were so happy I was passionate about it. But they're like, no, you got to make sure this is what you want to do. Like, don't put your eggs on a basket. But I just felt it in my heart. Like, this is the right place for
you
me.
You knew.
I just knew from then on. And then so I started to really network with this brother. I was asking him as much advice as I could. I was like, how can I get in? What are they looking for? Can you help me with my resume? And he's been such a great help in helping me get my foot in the door. And I applied that same year back in end of 2017 for two internships. I didn't get them. I was a little disappointed, but I wasn't discouraged because I still felt like I had it in me to reach my goal. And so after, you know, just continuously trying to improve my resume, do more, I eventually got the internship at Quickly Media. I asked my brother to review my resume again, and I was like, you know what, maybe I kind of have to just step outside my comfort zone. And I started to like message some current employees on LinkedIn, and people that worked there. I was like, hey, I'm interested in working here. Can you give me some advice? You know, I was that person that was just asking everybody questions.
Nothing to lose.
I was like, I have nothing to lose at this point. And so he was able to help me get in contact with the talent scout, and I met her at Ponce City Market, and we discussed some initiatives for students to have internship opportunities at MailChimp at KSU, and it led into a conversation about how I was passionate about it, and I feel like she could see that, and I just made sure I kept in contact with her after that initial meeting with her, and a few months went by, and then she just emailed me one day and was like, I have this internship opportunity that you might be interested in email marketing. Do you think, you know, you want to apply? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I will. And like I said, I was nervous because I knew I had applied before, I didn't get it. And so I did. I heard back from them within a few weeks, and I was able to get a phone interview. And then I moved on to the in-person interview, and I was super nervous. But after talking to the people that did work there, getting advice, so I have nothing to be worried about. If this is right for you, you'll know it. I went in. The second I stepped foot in that building, I was like, wow, this place is amazing. And I was just super excited. And my nerves kind of went away. And then, you know, a few days later, I got a phone call, and she was like, you're hired. And that's, I literally broke down to tears because it was like, seriously, like, I was so excited because this was something that was a dream for me. And I always would hear people say, oh, dreams come true, dreams come true. But it was, this was the first real thing in my life that I had worked hard for and I actually was able to achieve with the help of so many supportive people in my life. And it just didn't feel real. And I was like, wow, like, I achieved my goal.
Yeah. And I think it's so important to echo the facts that, you know, network, network, network. Yes, you never know who you meet, who they work for, and how they might be able to help you, down the line. It doesn't really matter what industry that you're in anyway, keeping those connections open so people remember you and your passion for what you do is super important.
That's why I preach, you know, I preach to all of my, you know, residents and friends, like, make sure you network. You know, a lot of people are reserved. I used to be very shy. I didn't want to talk in front of people. I was afraid to kind of express my voice and opinion.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you start to speak up more, really go out there and meet people.
This is the first time I've ever heard you speak this entire time.
I talk a lot. You know, I do.
So you mentioned that there are opportunities for KSU students to check out positions at MailChimp. So where can folks potentially find more information on that?
First thing I would say, definitely go on their website. They have a lot of useful information on the website. There are always posting about job openings, so definitely check those out. LinkedIn's very helpful. LinkedIn was one of the places that I looked for kind of an overview of everything they had, and then Glassdoor was another website I use. And, you know, networking, honestly, just speaking to people. If you find someone on LinkedIn that does work there, reach out to them, say, hi, I'm such and such, interested in this position, could you give me some advice on it? So just utilizing your resources is very important. You can kind of find them anywhere. They're so big, they're growing. They're amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
And it's at Pond City Market. That's a great spot to be.
It's literally like one of the best places in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we here at the Dean's Office are very excited and proud.
Thank you.
And congratulatory of you getting this opportunity. Super excited for you. And
I
thank you so much for taking some time out of your final week here as a student assistant
at
the University College Dean's Office to come on the podcast. And really help inspire other people too, because there are so many people out there sometimes that don't necessarily think that the help of other people is what, like, they want to do it themselves, and they want to, you know, get and reach those goals by themselves. But you can see with you as the example that if you put in that hard work and you use the resources that you have at your school, whether it's the connections or the business fraternity, there's so much that you can do to achieve your goals that, you know, just go for it.
Yeah, put yourself out there. Try new things. You will never grow unless you try something new and just challenge yourself. Challenge yourself is really big, too. Don't just stay conformity.
Yeah, got to step out of that comfort zone one time or another. Got to do it.
And you'll be so happy when you achieve the things you want to achieve in life.
Yes. So thanks again for coming on, and hopefully we will be able to catch up with you again down the line.
I'll come back to visit.
That would be awesome. All right.
Everyone, thank you so much for listening. If you're a student or a faculty member that has a student that might be interested in internships at MailChimp, please feel free to visit MailChimp.com/jobs for more information. As always, if you liked this episode of the show, feel free to go back and listen to previous episodes. They are not time sensitive and relatable to a lot of different topics. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify and Anchor.fm. And if you like what you heard, please leave us a 5-star review. For more information about University College and its programs or academic support initiatives, please visit uc.kennesaw.edu. You can also follow us on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at UC, at KSU. That's the @ UCATKSU. We're also on Facebook, University College at Kennesaw State University. We'll catch you next time on another episode of the University College Podcast.